I told you, big yesod. I want to elaborate a bit, but to make it clear and to give you a definition that I remembered today of Rabbi Yosha Beronin. What was bothering me and the Achronim, Shtel on this Nikudah very, very seriously in the Rambam. The earlier Achronim already. Minchas, the Radvaz, later, Minchas Chinuch, many Noisekelim, Shtel on it. The Rambam, he specifically speaks out that the mitzvah's essay of tshuva, he speaks it out as mitzvah's vidui. So many Achronim say that the Azivas Achait itself, the mitzvah's tshuva itself, a person anyway has to be shov from his chait simply because of the Maisa mitzvah. Every mitzvah and mitzvah is mechayvim to do tshuva on that specific chait. While that's definitely true, what is true, but there's much more to it. And in the Rambam, it's clear that the mitzvah, of course, is tshuva itself, is the ma'isa mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah, is the mitzvah as well. The mitzvah is actually tshuva. As the Rambam himself says, "Shiyoshiva choyte michetu lifnei Hashem v'yisvade." When he phrases what hilchas tshuva is, he says, there's mitzvah esei achas, which is that the choyte should do tshuva in front of Hashem. So I explained yesterday, based on the Rambam and Perek Beis Alocha Beis, what is tshuva? Tshuva is not just letting go of the chait, not doing the chait anymore. It's not just changing and from now becoming an Orthodox religious Jew. Till now, one thing, from now, something else. That's aziva sachet, not doing it from now on. But what is actual tshuva? Tshuva is a maisa of rectifying that which was done by changing your whole persona, who you are and what you are. And this is before I'm speaking about the general concept of tshuva, even klapi specific actions. I brought a chakira, which is important to appreciate that there is a concept of tshuva, which is a general tshuva. But even on an individual basis, meaning on every single maisa mitzvah and a maisa aveira that there's tshuva on, tshuva be'etzem isn't just not doing it anymore, rather it's a process of becoming a different human being. Which the Rambam, I showed you in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, very clearly defines what tshuva is. As Rambam, let's read together again. Perek Beis Alocha Beis. Umahi hatshuva. Sheyazev achoyt echetoy, v'yasireno mimachshavtoy, v'yigmar b'liboy shelo yaseyu oid. He lets go of the chet. He removes it from the recesses of his mind. And he makes a clear decision never to go back to that place again. And that's what the Pasuk explains, that tshuva is changing ways and becoming a different being. Yaziv Rosha Darko, Yishova Machshavoysov, V'yoshev Al Hashem, the transformation. And that needs a charota. It needs yogoi. It needs busha. As the Rambam speaks out in Perek Aleph, Alocha Aleph. Person needs to have charota that he ever was there. It has to bother him. And as the Rambam says over here in Perek Beis Alocha Beis, person has to verbalize in Yonis Eilu Shagomar Beliboy that which he came to the process in his heart. With that, we understand a very obvious question that anyone should ask when he sees the capetition of Hilchas Tshuva. When the Rambam says Yoshev Achoite Micheto Lifnei Hashem, what does it mean that you shove from the chait in front of Hashem? Yes, the Gemara in Yomad Aflamed Vav learns that vidui has to be Lifnei Hashem. That's a very important thing a person has to realize on its own. So I mentioned it in passing yesterday. I want to emphasize it, where it's important to make sure we have the full impact of it. The Gemara Lamed Zayin, sorry, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Yuma, the top of the Amud, Minayin Sheba'ono. Minayin, that vidui has to be with the words ono, which the Rosh Yeshiva always explains. There's a tnai in vidui. The person has to say vidui be'ono. What does that mean? A person has to, from a matzav of desperation, of begging, a person has to feel that he's needy. I can't be in a matzav of being meluch lechem chet. That's minayin sheba'ono. That is a halacha that vidui has to be with the words ono. And there's the idea behind the ono. So it's learned out, nemar kapora, nemar kan kapora, v'chipir badui bad beis, v'nemar la'anon b'choyrev, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Kapora, mala halon b'ono, just like the video of Moshe Rabbeinu by Chayrev was with Ono, Avkan Ba'Ono. Just like over there, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ono, Chota Oma Zechata G'doyla V'yaslam Lo'yhei Zahov. We learn out from there that Vidu needs Ono. U'minayin Shebashem, as Rashi says, Shebinayin Shebashem, Ono Hashem. Nemar kan kapor of an eglaruf kapor. It's a drosha. Malalon b'shem afkan b'shem. Matapos the darsh a drosha. We darsh the drosha's chazal. The Gemara is all ariches. What did we learn out? Which details of kapor would we learn out from Chayrev, from Moshe Rabbeinu? And what, because of different hilchas droshas, it's not enough, and therefore we have to learn it out of eglarufa. But this yisod, there has to be hazkoras Hashem. And when the Rambam explains, it's more than just have to be maskid Hashem. It has to be shiur shivachoyte michetoy lifnei Hashem, which is vidui is not just verbal expression. There's a dialogue that has to happen. It has to be spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to actually appreciate his standing in front of Hashem as he's doing that process. That's why he's being shov. That explains the concept. A person does tshuva lifnei Hashem. How do you do tshuva lifnei Hashem? If tshuva is just letting go of the chet, then that's done lifnei Hashem. The vidu is done lifnei Hashem. It's not two separate things. The tshuva is a process of change that goes through a person, that he disassociates himself from the chet, that he has charota, yogoin, anocha, and he makes a decision, I'm not going to be there anymore, I'm changing, I'm becoming a new person, I'm not that same person. And he has to verbalize it, but the verbalizing it is lifnei Hashem, and it's just the verbal expression of that, the process which he's going through in his heart. Rabbi Yosheber phrased it that many mitzvahs are separate. There's a ma'isa mitzvah, there's a ma'isa mitzvah, and there's the kiyuma mitzvah. The best mashal I can think is Kriya Shema. What's the ma'isa mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Reading the parashiyos, the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. Parshav Shema, Parshav Shema, Parshav Yomer. That's the Ma'isa HaMitzvah. What is the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Say it out loud. Being Mekabel L'Malchus Shemayim. If a person is going to be Mekayim, he's going to lane Kriya Shema. without Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, Helenu Biproteo B'dik Gdukeho Leman Tizkiru. The Zion and the Chof and the Kof and every ois is gezokt bedikduk nifla b'yoyse. But his mind isn't there with him, or more than that, his emotions aren't with him. He's lacking in his Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. He's not mekarim the mitzvah. As I already brought this example, the raya to it, the Rashman Shuvah says so. But that you need the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim is the actual kiyuma mitzvah. But you see, so from a chosim who doesn't have to distract, who can't distract himself from his inyoni mitzvah that he's torud ba'em, and therefore he's potter. We say oisik mitzvah, potter mena mitzvah. Ah, yochel as shneim. No, it's not considered yochel as shneim, because the mitzvah's kriya shma is not the amiras aparsha alone, not the amiras aparsha. That's the maisa hamitzvah. The maisa hamitzvah is amiras aparsha, and the kiyum hamitzvah is the kabbalah sol malchus shemayim. That's a derech moshel. Tshuva is the same. The Maisa Mitzvah, as the Rambam phrases it, is the Maisa Havidui, which according to the Rambam includes Charota and Kabbalah. But the actual Mitzvah is what? Becoming a new person. The disassociation from the Maisa Avera. And that's what the Rambam calls it, Yaziv Achoy Techetoy, letting go of that action and having charota, that it ever was you. And making a clear Kabbalah never to be in that place again. That's the kiyuma mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is verbalizing it, speaking it all out. And that's what the Rambam over here says in the Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. We learn out, and that's learned out in mitzvahs esi d'orais v'zvadus chatosu masher osu. Ze vidu dvorim. Uvidu ze mitzvahs asei. That is the process of tshuva. Doing it through expression. And not just being mahar her beliboy. And not just reaching that achievement in his heart. That's because the actual maisa mitzvah is the vidu. But the mitzvah of the mitzvah is, as the Rambam phrases, "Shiyoshev achoy to michetoy lifnei Hashem v'yisvade." Let's read the Rambam weiter. Ketzad misvade. Oimer, he says, "Ono Hashem." We paskin like that Gemara Lamed Zayin. Person has to say the words "Ono." And he has to be Mazkir Shem Shemaim. And this is true 354 days a year. Whenever someone does something Chas V'Shalom wrong, and he wants to be Shov Lifnei Hashem, when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he tells him what he did wrong, he has to first of all beg and say the words Ana, please, and say be Mazkir Shem Shemaim, Hashem. Chotosi, Avisi, Pashati, Lefanecha. This is also a drosh of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. That even though a person was nichshal in a certain way, specific, either chait, oven, or pesha, you say all three. Two days in the Gemara. Ketzad misvade. Avisi, Pashati, Chotosi. We pass Kim Chotosi, Avisi, Pashati. You begin from chait, oven, and pesha. You begin from chait, you go through oven, and pesha. You go into detail. That's the Ikar Shel Vidu. These three parts. Firstly, Ono, Hazkar Shem Shemayim. Then, over here, Chotos Yovisi Poshayti Lefanecha. And then, in general, and the idea behind that is that a person who's nichshal in a certain specific act should do tshuva not just on that specific act, but on his spiritual situation which allowed that act to happen. And therefore you have to emphasize also chatos yavisi parshaiti in general. And I'm not enough of a spiritual person, and I came to this situation where asisi kach v'kach. Express the regret. The strength of the regret. Boishti, I'm embarrassed. Chazal tell us, a person who's misbayish from his averit, he's zoche to a kapara. It's not out of a pasuk. Shaul HaMelech. Who during his lifetime was criticized by Nevi'im for killing Noivir HaKoyhanim. Shaul was a tzaddik yisod olam. The Psukim describe Shaul, his greatest mile was that he never was nechshar on a chait. He was like a nar, clean individual, clean. Like a young boy, who's never nechshar on a chait. Then he had his nesyonis as a melech. He didn't fully listen. It was three chatoim that we find in the Novi says that he was nechshar. He didn't wait for Shmuel HaNovi, Gabi HaKrovas HaKorb in a full day when he told him to wait. Second Chin Amalek, he didn't, which he had his lamdas and his explanations and how and why and what it was exactly. He felt Kiyamti Dvar Hashem. And the third one was that he killed Noivi Rakoyanim, which also, he was done to them as Moridi B'Malchus. More than that, the one who supplied him all the information and the one who told him Taka to go, who Shaul made the Shliach to do it, was the Rosh HaSanhedrin, Doyega Doimi, who was the witness of all happening, and he explained to Shaul how they were murdered by Malchus. But it was wrong for him to listen to Doyeg. As we see from Chazal, it's Manduig from the Psukim. It was wrong for him to listen to Doyeg, and he slipped. The night before he was killed, he was Shoyel, he was Malish Shmuel HaNovi, Ba'oiv, and he asked him what's going to happen out in the battle. And Chazal tell us, he told Shaul that he's did many things, asking the Nevi'im, and he's going through many things, and he didn't get an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he told Shaul, there was Shmuel all this, there was one thing he didn't mention. He didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. That he tried to ask in the Urim V'Tumim and he wasn't answered. Chazal say, why didn't he mention the Urim V'Tumim? He was embarrassed from Shmuel. Because he already realized that he did a chet by killing out Noivi HaKoyanim. And mentioning Noivi HaKoyanim, he was embarrassed from Shmuel, that Shmuel, to speak about Kohuna, about the Koyanim, about the Urim V'Tumim to Shmuel HaNovi, when Shmuel HaNovi was in the Olam HaEmes, and he knew that he did wrong. He was embarrassed. Chazal tell us in the schus of that embarrassment, he was zoiche to a full kapara that finished his kapara. He went through the process of tshuva, but the shleimus was he was embarrassed. Kolam isbayish ba'avera mochalin loy alavay noiso. When a person is embarrassed, pshat is he realizes, I don't want to be there again. The greatest tshuva is when someone stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he actually feels, not just feels guilty, but he's embarrassed. That embarrassment is pure. It makes a person holy. It's a total disassociation from that situation. All of us have had different situations which we did things which were stupid and foolish. Looking back, we're embarrassed even to think about it. It makes us feel uncomfortable. When we do that about Navera, sweet. Why? When a person feels uncomfortable, you know the feeling well, when a person remembers something stupid that he did. And he has like feeling like he can't be soivel himself, like thinking about that stupidity he did. What does that mean when it's negiah to a chet? Standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and simply squirming from feeling uncomfortable. That it's the greatest disassociation from that act. No. I know. I'm so uncomfortable about it. I don't want to be there again. That's obvious. That's the Dover Hayotze. That's the Shleimus. The Shleimus is the Boishti B'maisai. And to truly express it. And when Yom Kippur, when we say our general vidui, and our whole matzah that we're rochek from HaKadosh Baruch, and we stand in front of Hashem, we say, in Elokai, Ad Shelo Nitzarti Eini Kedai, and we finish off, Ha'arni Kechli, Molei Busho Uchlimo. The more we're able to feel the truth of that, those words, the greater kapara that we're zoicha to. Zoe Korishal Vidu, Khalamar Belihis Vadois, Umarich Beinyan Ze, Areza Meshuba. The more a person is marbe to be misvada, and he's marich and he's in yonim, he's meshuba. Idea being, specifically, since we spoke out that the maisa mitzvah is the vidui, but the mitzias of the mitzvah is, the kiyuma mitzvah is what? The kiyuma mitzvah is the actual tshuva, the separation of oneself from that matzav of chait. So it's different than, let's say, kriyas Sholish Parashiyas of Kriya Shema, that we're mekabel ol malchus shamayim through saying these exact words. Over here, it's very individual to every individual yochid. There's no two of us who are the same. Each and every yochid of Klal Yisrael is his own person. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a unique bris between each and every one of us on an individual level. And his expectations of each and every one of us is different, because we're all different. Every person is very special and unique in his own unique way. The process is an individual process. There's no amiras aparsha specific. And every situation is different. And when every individual stands in front of Hashem and he does tshuva on specific averis, the more his marbel, his vadois, and his marich beinyan ze, of his regret, his charata, his decision not to go back to that place again, the more he expresses it and elaborates on it, the greater his tshuva is, the better off he is, the greater his tahara, his kapora is. Zogt Rambam weiter, v'chein bali chatois v'ashomois, v'eis shemevin korbonoisein al shigigosin al yalz doinot, ein miskaperlin b'korbonon ad shiyasu tshuva, v'yisvadu v'idu dvoru, shenemar v'hisvado asher choto oleho. The Rambam tells us another yesod. Korbon chatos no'oshom is a mechaper. Chatois is an eshoigig. There are specific zdoinois which have a korban oshom as well. Not too many, but there are some. The Torah gave us a parasha that we can be zoichet to a kapara. There's a tnai in kapara that a person has to say when he brings the korban, he has to say vidu. There's a tnai of vidu. Now there's another tonight the Gemara tells us, the person in his vidui has to be very specific. When a person brings a korban chatos, he has to say on which avera he's bringing his korban chatos. If you bring korban chatos just in general because he's a choite, so even taki was mechal shabbos, it doesn't work. He has to say, this is a korban chatos for I flicked on the light. B'shoigig, I was exhausted. In my mind, I forgot it was Shabbos, and I just spontaneously turned on that light. But you have to be specific. It was Friday night, Parshas Nosoi, last year. I flicked on the light. I was over on Leisvarish B'chomish V'seichem Yom Shabbos. I started to come aloha. I did a malocha. I'm bringing this korban chatos as a kapora on that specific aver. Achilas Chelev has to be specified. Because that is the chaylev that he's bringing the korban on. There's a tnai. There's a vidui. All bali kapara. Malkus is a mechaper. The Gemara tells us, "V'nikla ochicha le'inecha." Kevon shenikla harayu ki ochicha. Malkus is a mechaper. Misas bezdin. For someone who's mechuyav misas bezdin, it's a kapara. The kapar of Mrs. Bezdin, Malkus, just like Chatos and Oshom, requires a vidui. There's a tnai in vidui. On Maisa Kapora, Mechaprim need a vidui. The Rambam adds another nekud. It also needs a tshuva. Vidui without tshuva is lacking. As the Rambam gives the emotional and peric Beis Aloch and Gimel, Kala Misvad B'dvorim V'legomar B'dibur La'azoyv, Hariza Dimala Toivil Visheretz Biyodoi. Shinatvila Moyalis at Shiashli Hasheretz. Appreciate the moshul. I want to ask it as a Hakira. What do you type? Someone goes into a mikveh, Mayon Chaim, holding on to a Sheretz. He's Tomei because he touched yesterday a Sheretz. He'll go to mikveh, the moment he gets out of mikveh, he'll be tohar. He goes into mikveh while he's holding the sheretz. What happens? He becomes tohar and then becomes tummy again, or he never becomes tohar? What are you tying then?
Never becomes
tohar. Why not? I mean, he's toivel on... Let me ask, is he tummy now from... Lo mezogin a different. He's been toivel for ziva. He's tomei from ziva, and he's toivel with the sheretz. Will we say that he's toivel from his ziva and he's nitman to my sheretz? That's gonna be the nafkamina, yeah. Or and a push what? Nah, I don't like that one. That's first of all, you're catching me on a detail, which happens to be that the halach is that if his hands were, he puts the sheretz in the mikvah beforehand, and then the sheretz is wet, and his hands are wet beforehand. It's not a chatzitz. It's a push halach. No, you can't be metame mikveh. Mikveh is not mekabel tum.
Just the water in his hands.
The water in his hands is mechub to the mikveh. It's called hashoka. He doesn't become Torah b'chlal. Oh, but pshati, because there's a tenai in mikveh that he has to at kama that he's bringing again sheretz. Pshati is he still has a dover on matame. Erventish can Torah b'chlal. The halacha is it's learned out of a drasha that a person if you at kama he's holding on to tuma, pshati is he's lacking in his own maisa tahara. Not midine chatzitza, but because he's still being touching tuma. Zok the Rambam, this the moshul the Rambam brings, vidui without tshuva, he's a toivel of the sheretz biyodoi. Why? As we said, what is tshuva? Tshuva is being misrachik from the chait, separating the person from the chait. Unless a person taka goes through the process and separates himself first from the chait, there's no mokum from the metaher of the malchus. There's no mokum for the tahara of the misas bezdin from this chet. And if he's misvade, it's a maisa mechaper. But he's lacking. But he's still dovuk in the tomb of the chet. It won't help. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, what is one of the base?
Holding a mace, even if he lets go of the mace and he's toivel, he still won't become tahar. What? What do you mean by your question?
As in, so this mace is,
So first of all, of course, he doesn't become tar. But I'm saying it's even worse. Even once he lets go of the mess, he'll still be tamei. No, he'll be tamei from tumas mess, pashtus. That's why we could have a tevilas mikvah today too. Halacha is this. Let's say Machne Leviya, there's places in the Harabais that it's mutter for someone who's a Tomei Mes to go to, but someone who's Tomei Tumay Yotzim Guf, it's also to go to. Let's say Midin Darais Machne Leviya up in the Chotzer of the Azor. Chotzer Azor is Midrabona is also, but take outside of the Chel, or even between the Chel and the Ezus Noshim, it's also mutter for Tomei. No, from the chil, it's my mesmi drabonin is also. But let's see, the chotzer harabais. Chotzer harabais is also for tomei tumay yitzme gufay, but it's mutter for tumay mes even min drabonin. So someone who's tevil in mikveh, but of course that's only once he lets go of the mes. If he's holding a mes in the mikveh, vayte is not tar. It's not out of a drosha. Avenish can tar. Taharis mikveh, he has to let go of that which is mitame.
But can we say that in the same way, mikveh is an entire mikveh, and the mace doesn't prevent him from
becoming tar either? It does, it prevents him from becoming tar. That's what I'm saying, it does prevent him. Because lemaise, it's a dover al-metame, and he's lacking in his maise al-metayer. I didn't check the Gemara now on this halacha to elaborate on maybe too much, but derech moshel, definitely you have to take it. Kepshuta. In the Maase, it's not the Rambam's moshel, it's the Gemara's moshel. It's the Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Zayin. Chayna choyvel b'chaveiro, amazik imemoyne, afi sheshin loim ashu chayv loim, miskapudai sheizvad av yoshim lasit kaze loim, shenemar, mikol chatas o'odom. Chavol b'chaveiro, mazik. Besides the tikkun, shilem loy, made a full tikkun, afal pikein, he needs a vidui. And the tshuva, of course. Even though it's been odol l'chaveiro, and that's not out of the special drosha, mikol chatois ha'odol. It's the yitur, as we mentioned yesterday. The drosha is mikol chatois ha'odol, that even aveirish ben odol l'chaveiro needs a kapara and a vidui lifnei Hashem.